In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent, as you know. 40 days of prayer and fasting and contemplation and returning to the Lord before Easter. And I have always liked the season of Lent. I differ from Marilyn very much in that regard. She finds the season of Lent morbid and boring, but I like the season of Lent. And I suspect that one of the reasons that I like it, and I didn't make this connection until really this week, is because of something that happened to me when I was in sixth grade. I've told you before that I decided to become a Lutheran minister when I was in sixth grade, more towards the end of my sixth grade year. And as I look at this this evening, this Ash Wednesday, I think there was something else that went into this. In 1963, in sixth grade, I went to visit friends of mine on a farm three, four miles away, and I was staying with them for the day. And their parents were working, so it was just us kids. And there was an older brother, and then my friend Kent and his younger sister. And we went into their barn, and I decided that I had always wanted to try out their homemade elevator in the barn. And what this amounted to was a little platform with a rope and a pulley and a milk can full of rocks as the ballast. And as the rocks went down, you were supposed to go up and, you know, pull yourself back down, vice versa, up into the haymow. Their dad was kind of a handyman. He liked to do gadgets. And so I'd always wanted to do this. So I did. And to this day, I don't really know what happened. Maybe I was too light for the elevator, and the milk can full of rocks was quite a bit heavier. Like, I was a little guy in sixth grade. And somehow, I got my head in the way of the milk can full of rocks. And I was knocked cold. I don't really know what happened. I was wearing a thick padded leather cap for the winter. And that was one of the things that probably saved my life. The other thing was that Dr. Purdy said that it just hit me on the back of the head and glanced and just scalped me. Otherwise, if it would have hit me flush, it would have crushed my skull and killed me. So there I was, I came to, and somehow I was on the floor, and blood started running out of my cap, and the older brother, Larry, had to take me over, and Doc Purdy cut it and sewed it back together, 16 stitches on the back of my head, and that was Ash Wednesday. And that night, I went to the church service, Ash Wednesday, and my head was all wrapped in bandages. And I realized, I think maybe for the first time, I might not be on this earth forever. And maybe it was time to think about doing things that had eternal significance. Maybe just playing baseball and feeding cows wasn't enough. Maybe I should be doing something else. And I really think that that was a large part of my end of sixth grade decision that I wanted to be a Lutheran minister. Another weird part of this was, and some of you women will resonate to this, it's a side note, my mother was going on a drapery buying trip to Elgin, which was 40, 50 miles away, which in those days was a huge shopping trip. She took my grandmother, who lived with us, and they took off in the day. And my grandmother related the story. She said, we no more got to Elgin, and your mother said, there's something wrong, we've got to go home. And jumped back in the car and drove home, only to find me sitting at the table with my head all wrapped in bandages. She knew something was going on. A very similar thing happened about 14 months ago with Deborah. Wasn't that about that long ago? When her son Josh fell on the pavement, broke his jaw, fractured his skull, you know, wound up in the ER, and she called Jennifer and said, I've been thinking about your brother. I could not sleep. I can't get your brother off my mind. Is he okay or what? And Jennifer said, well, No, as it turns out. Skull fracture, broken jaw, and so forth. And Deborah felt that too. And I don't know how many other mothers in here have ever had that sensation. At least a couple of you have. It's a weird thing that mothers can do sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But that Ash Wednesday experience for me, with all the weirdness with my mother and everything else thrown in, it just meant to me, I need to be thinking about greater things than I have been. And I believe that's what Ash Wednesday is for. It's for us to stop and, you know, quit the busy, whatever it is we're doing that's so important, and take a look at our lives and say, what is there that I did today that has some eternal significance? Did I just put one foot in front of the other, or did I do something that really means something for all time? Did I recognize that my character defects were running away from me, and I needed to ask the Lord, I needed to return, as the book of Joel said, to return to the Lord with all my heart and ask Him to help me with these defects of character? Did I have people that I had issues hanging in midair with, and I've just been leaving them hang? Did I take care of business in relationships today? Did I do anything like that? Did I do something maybe even just good for my own health today, relationship with myself? Am I doing those things? The prophet Joel said to the children of Israel that they needed to return to the Lord. They were in bad shape. They had done the two things that prophets always bring up in the Old Testament about the people. They had chased after other gods. They had ignored the poor, the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, the disadvantaged. They had done those two things, and now the locusts had come and eaten every bit of green there was. They'd even stripped the bark off the vines in the vineyards. The drought had gone on for so long, and the prophet Joel is telling the people, this is the kind of stuff that happens to you when you thumb your nose at the Lord. Return to the Lord. Return. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. That was a sign of sorrow and grieving. You'd rip your clothing, or maybe sit in sackcloth and ashes, or do both. Don't tear your clothing. Tear your heart open and let the Lord get in there one time and do something with your hard heart. Open your heart. Return to the Lord. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. And who knows? Maybe the Lord will let you reap a harvest yet. Who knows? For God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Maybe He will yet return and relent and forgive and restore. Maybe He will. And we know from history, He always did. The Lord is such a sucker for our repentance. He falls for it every time. When we are sorrowful, we turn to the Lord. He never goes, well, forget it. He always falls for it every time. So either He is, as I said the other Sunday, a sucker, or He is gracious, depending on how you want to look at it. Now, I choose the second. So in Ash Wednesday, it's a time where we strip away all the extraneous stuff, where we shut down and do that which is quietly meditative. Turn off the phones, turn off the earplugs, turn off the television, do whatever it is you need to do, and meditate and be close to the Lord. Return, and maybe the Lord will grant a harvest yet. Yes, He will. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.